to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough saying a happy Friday to you. And please, please, please stop using the Face app with the old filter. You know that the Russians own that and that they're just downloading all of your vital data. You know that, don't you? Alex, you know that, don't you? I haven't seen you use the old face filter yet.
I am refusing to do that, by the way.
Do not use the old face filter on the Face app. That is not advisable. The Russians own it. They're trying to suck your mind. And I've heard that if you use the old face app, that your mind will be sucked out of your head. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I and I'm pretty sure that it has happened, because I'm pretty sure Bernie Sanders has been using that filter. Speaking of Sanders, you know, the House passed, and it's not gonna become law, but the House passed the $15 minimum wage requirement yesterday. And of course, now everybody's all jacked. Hey, you know what's interesting about that is Trump and company can say, well, why would you pass a $15 minimum wage when wages are up across the board and most people are making more than that anyway? Very good point. Very astute point. Nonetheless, they passed it. But now this has become very increasingly uncomfortable for Larry David using the Face app, Bernie Sanders. Or if it's the other way around, I'm not sure. Bernie Sanders is the old face of Larry David, or is Larry David the old face of Bernie Sanders? Anyway, campaign workers for the senator are kvetching big time about the raised minimum wage, because evidently they're having to lobby the senator to raise their wages to equal $15 an hour. The Washington Post obtained a draft of a letter that the campaign's union planned to send to Sanders' campaign manager, Faiz Shakir, which read in part that workers, quote, cannot be expected to build the largest grassroots organizing program in American history while making poverty wages. Given our campaign's commitment to fighting for a living wage of at least $15 an hour, we believe it's only fair that the campaign would carry that through to this commitment to its own field team. So just a reminder, friends, oftentimes when socialists and progressives and liberals are arguing that they should be allowed to do something with the tax dollars that they're taking out of your pocket, very seldom, if ever, are they willing to spend their own money in the same way. See, as long as they don't run out of your money, they've got plenty of ideas of how to spend it. But the minute it becomes their money that they have to spend, oh, they have a very different idea of all of that. Bernie Sanders is a hypocrite. He wants you to pay $15 an hour to your lawn care professional, but he won't pay it to his own campaign staff. Have a great weekend. I'm Kevin McCullough.